Can you kind of go through that catch?
I don't know. I don't know where to start. Broke back, and I thought I had a good shot. You know, I just tried to, you know, make the play. It kind of bounced off my the heel of my glove, and I was able to get it with my hand.
Was that? Are you surprised that you
didn't catch it? Not at all.
Well, CeCe said he expects you to catch that. Right?
Yeah. Well, I feel like I had a good jump on it, and I feel like I had a good read. I wasn't trying to barehand it or anything, but it worked out for the best.
Usually when you make a ridiculously good catch, you just kind of pop up like, I got it. You look genuinely either surprised or shocked or something.
I was excited. I think it was, I wouldn't say that I was shocked, but it wasn't how I planned it when the ball was in the air. Let's put it that way. And, it was kind of exciting. I guess it was just exciting to come up with it.
When you hear, like, CeCe, well, I just expect him to get it. I mean, is there a part of you, because you're so used to doing it, but you're also, okay, guys, that's not easy.
Not at all, you know. He should expect me to catch those plays or make those plays, and, I don't mind that at all. You know, I think, as a center fielder, you should be able to make those spectacular plays and, you know, save your pitcher when you can.
Great, and not only just brought with the catch, but, you know, you got on the board with the home run and came through with a big double. Just talk about your night at the plate.
Oh, well, you know, I felt like we did a good job of, making it work. We got guys on, after the homer, we did a good job of, adding on the next inning and getting a big hit. So I think, CeCe was on and we were able to get him some support that, kind of carried through the game.
Do you almost appreciate playing behind CeCe? The way he just...
Superman anymore, Spider-Man.
You have to. I mean, it's impressive to watch. I think, he went out there and he just dominated. It was, from where I'm sitting, it's the best seat you can possibly be at. You know, I'm right behind him, and you can see how he's working the hitters, and, they weren't comfortable in the box, and he just, he took control of that game.
How do you walk that line where you don't want to try to do too much, but obviously with guys down in here, you're a little more relied on?
I don't really think about it that way. I think, everyone in this locker room tries to take it upon themselves to step up when it's needed. I think, obviously we're down a few guys, and, it's going to happen. You're going to have injuries, but, it's just time for other guys to step up, myself included, but everyone in here is going to try and step up and make the play. It's not, not any more pressure than it is, on a normal day. It's just, time to go.
Kind of weird that you're second in the league in home runs, and you still don't think of yourself as a home run guy, do you?
No, but, like I say, you try to just put good swings on the ball, and, feeling good and feeling strong, so hopefully I can keep it going.
What do you take more satisfaction in, making a great catch or hitting a home run?
Definitely a catch. I think early on like that, that's it's a good way to kill a rally. I think a pitcher, obviously you talk to CeCe or anybody, they want to get out of that first inning and get into the game. So I think that helped, and I'd much rather do that.